Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good morning, everybody. It's a wonderful morning. We're here in Oxford, Florida, where we're looking out over some horses and some sheep, some goats, some donkeys. What a wonderful way to open my eyes in the morning, wherever you are in the United States or out. I hope you're having a great day, too. Welcome, everyone listening from CRN One Talk Radio, of course, and, of course, our friends in San Diego at AM 1170 and The Answer 96.1. We talk how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. And if this is the first time you're joining us, we talk about natural medicine. 38 years writing several textbooks, hundreds of articles, lecturing all over the world, and teaching doctors, Irina, my nurse practitioner, and also my wife, and I sit here and make sure that you get as much good information as you possibly can have every hour on. Today, no difference. Our number here, if you'd like to call and ask any question, it's 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH. Or 855-376-4824. You're too shy? Just text us, 561-789-1588. That's 561-789-1588. Good morning, Irina. Thank you so much for waking up, and we're going to talk about some interesting things today.
Good morning. Today we are talking about toxicity, what we call sometimes heavy metals, toxic metals, everything in the environment that, and how it affects our health.
I'm always worried about that conversation because I know when I have it with our kids, they say, well, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can eat. There's no place we can go because every time we think about or talk about it, everything you tell us is toxic, they say to me. And to a point, that's probably true, isn't it?
Unfortunately, it's true. But there is things we can, well, first we need to educate ourselves of about where these toxins are, and then we can do our best to avoid it.
Yeah, I think you just said the proper word. I think the number one word when we're talking about toxicity is not the word detox, because that's a word used pretty heavily and pretty openly and pretty ridiculously most of the time by the alternative group of people throughout the world, and who basically saying, oh, you're detoxing, or here's a detox. And most of the time, it's total nonsense. You can't detox pretty much most of the things that we are associated. We're talking thousands of different chemicals a day. And if you think of drinking lots of something that gives you terrible diarrhea or something that makes you sweat like crazy is going to detox these items, you have another thing coming. Well, toxicants, which we can use that word, or things that can make your cells not work as good as they did before, toxicants, that's a word we'll use throughout the program, are come in two flavors, so to speak. One are exotoxins, those that come from what you put on your skin, what you breathe in, pretty much anything that's outside of your body. And then there's something called endotoxins, E-N-D-O toxins. Endotoxins are things that your cells make. That's right. Just the workload of your own body every day produces trillions of toxins that your body needs to get rid of. So our talk today with Irina is about toxins. Give us a call if you have any question about anything. Know how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. At 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. Text us to 561-789-1588. It's so simple. Just give us a call. We'll make sure that you feel good about yourself. We'll give you answers that you're looking for. This is CRN One Talk Radio. We're also right there in San Diego with you. Good morning, San Diego, at AM 1170, The Answer, and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back with more of the Dr. Mitch Show and Toxins. I'm Dr. Mitch.
Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-I-V-E, med, M-E-D, consult, C-O-N-S-U-L-T.us. Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Mitch. And today we're going to be talking about toxins, but the show is open to any questions you may have by calling in at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. And of course, the text number here, if you want to text, is 561-789-1588. 561-789-1588. So if you're just getting up, stretching, getting your day started, this is a good time to ask some questions and pretty much realize that your world that surrounds you from everything you do right now onward is going to be a toxin. So you need to learn how to minimize your exposure. I use that word minimize because I don't think I mean there's any way to get away from it totally. But minimizing does make sense. And of course, depending where you live, you're more likely to be more exposed to another. But before you leave the house, pretty much most people are already toxic, aren't they?
Yeah, of course. With your breakfast and with everything you put on in your shower and afterwards and the makeup. Yeah.
I don't think anyone ever realized if you ever read the things that you put on your skin every morning. And according to the EPA, there's 56 seconds it's in your bloodstream, about 60% of it. So everything that you're putting and washing your hair with, read the back label of the shampoo and read the label of the conditioner and read the label of your toothpaste and read the label of your face cream and read the label of all these things. And you're going to find, unfortunately, that you've probably already put on, which is the average female, about 250 chemicals on your skin, which goes right into your bloodstream before you walk out of the house in the morning. That's even before, Irina, you have breakfast. Men, at least 125 products in your bloodstream, too. You know, there's only so much that your detoxification systems, which mainly lie in your liver, can do every day.
Well, yeah, our body have a natural way of detoxifying these things, but I think these days it's just too much.
Well, let's talk about the breakfast, and that may help the folks to understand who are getting ready for breakfast. You ready to cook your egg? You ready to make some pancakes? You ready to make some bacon right now? You're ready to make something on a frying pan? Well, take a look at it, because if it's Teflon coated, you better think twice. And all this Teflon coating, which is high in a product called PFAS, PFAS. It stands, of course, for polyfluoroalkyl substances. Ooh, that's a mouthful, right? Polyfluoroalkyl substances. Well, they're toxic. They're cancer-causing. They're chemicals that are horrible for you. Yes, the Teflon coatings are not permanent. They do come off. And yes, they come off in your food. But here's the most interesting part. You could be saying right now, well, heck, I don't use that. I use a nice pan, a nice stainless steel pan. You know, Dr. Mitch, it's not coming off and I don't have to worry. Except a new study that came out today, which says that in 110 million people throughout the United States, they are getting this every day. And you're saying, what? Don't use it. Well, it's in your drinking water. That's right. From all the use of this, and of course, going, washing the pan, urinating, this water is recycled. And it's now not being filtered by the typical city systems of filters. And guess what? Yep, it's ending up in our water. So there's one for you just because you drink the water. And it just emphasizes or underscores the fact that you should be using your own water system. You're going to invest in anything. One of the most important investments when you go to a house is the water system. It's really important that you get a water system that has a full house water system where it cleans that water and takes out all these chemicals, et cetera, et cetera. So we're talking about toxins today. You can jump on this if you have a question to ask about toxicity or about really anything else when it comes to look good, feel good, have great sex. Our number is 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. 1-800-273-8924. And if you do call or if you want to text, you can do that by dialing 561-789-1588. So toxins, they're pretty much all around us, 360 degrees. I guess if we wanted to get rid of a lot of these, we probably should live on the mountains somewhere in the some jungle or some country doesn't have that much pollution and eat pretty much off the land, everything organic. That could work, right? What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Where should we go? Where would we go?
They say Himalaya.
The Himalaya map, Himalayas?
Mm-hmm.
But it gets cold there. I don't know if we like that cold stuff.
Not you and I.
No, but we need some, you need a place where it is a little bit more. Like yesterday, I went out and I bought to an organic farm, all organic things, all free range chicken, you know, things that I know that wouldn't be toxic. But we could talk about that a little bit later. One of the things I said earlier was, if you just joined the show, detoxification is not an easy process. People say, I'm going to detox or I'm doing this. Most of the time, they're talking sheer nonsense. They have no idea what they're talking about. And unfortunately, may actually be doing something that's more on the dangerous than helpful side. No, it's not funny, but it's something you need to learn about. Just saying it because someone else does doesn't make it right. So there are some substances that we could definitely detoxify using the right agent to yank them out. And these substances are called the toxic metals. Now, the toxic metals used to be under the category called heavy metals. Do you remember when it was called heavy metals?
Yeah, not until recently we really started calling it toxic metals.
You remember why they called it heavy metals? You remember that? No?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because it was in the periodic chart, the chemical periodic chart. We section off the chart by different areas. One of the areas of the periodic chart, if you remember when you were in high school learning the periodic chart or whenever, grade school, they had different areas. One area of the chart were the heavy metals. The problem was the heavy metals didn't really explain exactly the issues for a couple reasons. The heavy metal area did not have aluminum in it, for example. And we know, and again, an article came out today, that aluminum on continued exposures does and can decrease your cognition and can cause Alzheimer-like disorders, and even though it's not a heavy metal. So the heavy metal topic or the use of that term has been sort of put aside for the word toxic metals. We can use that. Can we use that word today? Toxic?
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, and not only that, but there is a metal. Do you know the metal, Irina, that's in the heavy metal area that actually is not toxic, but we require it? You know what I'm talking about?
Zinc?
Yeah, exactly. Zinc is a heavy metal, but certainly not considered a toxic metal. Think about it. It's one of the inside the cell metals that we require. As a matter of fact, zinc's involved in over 400 chemical reactions per second. Now, zinc is a heavy metal, but it is not toxic. Aluminum is not a heavy metal, but it is toxic. So we're going to be looking at the toxic metals. That's our job today. I think that's the most important part. And if you're just joining us for the first time, welcome to CRN1 Talk Network. This is Dr. Mitch and the Dr. Mitch Show with Irina, where we talk how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. And of course, on Sundays at this time, we have the privilege of being joined into AM 1170, The Answer, along with 96.1 FM. That's all over San Diego. So if you're up and about, you're in the right place if you want to learn how to look good, feel good, have great sex. And if you don't want to feel bad or worry about a question, this is the time to ask. We're naturally bent, but we're going to help you in the right road. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH or 855-376-4824. CRN1 Talk Network. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm Dr. Mitch.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Seekers of luscious and appetizing gustatorial pursuits, indulge your fancies with steaks so absolutely yum-yum. Vegetarians have forsaken kale and Pilates and never look back. Fish specialties so fresh and delicious, and chosen by King Neptune himself, and relish Columbo's Italian family specialties, so delectable you'll be yelling out, bravo, bravo! And let's not forget Columbo's world-famous meatballs, and you've got to try their breakfast pizza. Mmm! Oh, and jazz every night, service that's friendly, not fawning, and at a price that'll keep you coming back. That's Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Everyone, this is Dr. Mitch with Irina. I think Dennis Waitley said it perfectly. Happiness cannot be traveled to, owned, earned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is the spiritual experiences of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude. Isn't that true, honey?
Oh, yeah, and that's very nice.
Yeah,
who said this?
This is Dennis Waitley. It basically telling you that you can't go on a vacation, you can't buy, you can't get a new car, you can't get anything. Happiness is really something that you experience every minute. And the truth of the matter is, and the reason for our show, is that without good health, I don't know, it's very difficult to experience happiness. Happiness should be waking up in the morning, stretching, taking a great shower, feeling good, and certainly having a wonderful, healthy mental and physical day. I think most would agree with that.
But going on vacation is still good for you. Like now we just took, 5 days?
To relax.
Mini vacation, staycation, just did things around. We enjoyed it. It's important to relax too with family and have fun.
Yeah, I think it was good, and it takes time. Gives us some time. You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show. Irina is discussing with us the toxic metals. If you're just joining us in this part of the show, we're trying to find out the things that we're exposed to, but these are the things that we can talk about later on in the show. Our number here to call in is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH or 855-376-4. So Irina, there's something called the vasotoxic. That's V-A-S-O, toxic metals. What does that mean when someone says they're vasotoxic? Before we discuss which metals are, what does that mean, they're vasotoxic?
It means that they are toxic to our arteries and our circulatory system. They include things like lead, cadmium, mercury.
And arsenic, right?
Arsenic.
Yeah, these metals are things that irritate the daylights out of our arteries and are one of the causes for heart disease and for coronary artery disease, for stroke, etc. But interestingly enough, they also are in things that can increase the toxicity of our cells and can lend themselves to cancer. Also, they've done studies showing that even small quantities, this is NIH, National Institute of Health, even small quantities of, let's say, arsenic can lead to an increased breast cancer. They've also found that small quantities of arsenic, and arsenic even that was exposure 40 years in the past, can still cause problems in the future with bladder cancer, which pretty much most of the bladder cancer patients I see have arsenic in fair amounts still in their system when you test them. And if you realize that, you might wonder why all the times you've been to a doctor, you've never been even asked or tested for these. And we'll talk about how you can be tested, because some of the ways are not accurate enough and others are, and why. So the vasoactive, or the ones that irritate the arteries other places, are mercury and lead, cadmium, arsenic. There's one that we rarely ever think about, one that you are exposed to because doctors do so much imaging studies that this particular substance, which is extremely irritating, even the FDA now says that it is a toxic substance. Eventually, we'll have something to replace it. We don't yet. And what am I talking about?
You're talking about gadolinium.
Which is the...
It's in the dye that we use for imaging studies like MRIs.
Yeah. So where you think an MRI is less toxic than a CAT scan, certainly from a radiation perspective, that's true. But from an actual toxic perspective, that's a questionable mark, because the gadolinium itself is a vasotoxic metal also. So these metals are vasotoxic, and if you know they're there, they need to be removed and taken out. So let's talk for a moment about where we find some of these toxic metals, if we could. I mean, you can pick whatever one you want, and let's go down the line, because folks are saying, okay, where would I have gotten this? And don't be surprised, because these metals lay in your system forever. For example, mercury has really no half-life. It stays in you. It's a metal. You could put mercury or any metal. You could put iron on your front yard. Could you not come back 300 years from now? So the answer is, do you have a system that can remove it, number one? And if not, it just stays there and does its ugly damage. When we come back, where are these toxic and ugly metals found, and how do we diagnose them, and how we treat them? That's what's coming up for you over the next half hour. My number here is 855-DR-MITCH, or 855-376-4824. Call us, or you could text at 561-789-1588. CRN One Talk Radio, AM 1170. The Answer, 96.1 FM. We're going to be right back right after these messages.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941. Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRNTalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to our second half of the Dr. Mid Show, a show where you can call in and ask any question. We marry integrative medicine, basically the marriage of natural medicine alongside of our Western medicine model, giving you the best of all worlds. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. And the text number is 561-789-1588. Now, Lori from, I think, Florida wrote us, and what was her question?
Okay, so Lori's asking, my stick deodorant has aluminum in it. I've tried various crystal stones. They don't prevent my underarm odor. Any suggestion for other deodorants that are not toxic?
Yeah, and it is a toxic deodorant. Lori is 100% correct in thinking that, because what happens is the aluminum and even the alum, for those of you using alum sticks, the A-L-U-M, that's just another name for aluminum. So when they make those little mineral sticks that you think are so good for you, and the very first ingredient says alum, A-L-U-M, sorry, it isn't that good for you. And of course, it does go into the body, and it is part of the toxic, although not a heavy metal. We find that in a lot of places, in pigments and paints and fuel additives, explosives. It's in food. It's in pharma. Vaccinations use aluminum. In personal care products, it's used a lot. Cookware that's made with aluminum. And of course, even the drinking water. when you think about it, it's pretty much in any food that comes from the ground, aluminum foil. And the reason that is, it's aluminum is in the ground. It's like the third largest mineral in the ground. So any foods that are coming from the ground are going to have aluminum in them as well. So your question's valid, and I didn't answer it yet, but we will now. So you have a problem. What are you going to use? Well, you can use something very simple like a powder, like cornstarch under the arms. Now, of course, that may not work for you. But there are natural substances. There's something that we use from absolutely natural. Is it on the our website, do you know?
I'm not sure if we have the deodorant on it, but we can put it on.
If you write us, we'll tell you. The deodorant that I use and Irene use is made from bicarbonate. It has a few natural and essential oils in it. It does work really great. It works all day, and it is totally non-toxic. So that would be a great alternative for you if you just didn't want to use powder. It is a wonderful addition, and it works very nicely for you. You can just go to imconsult.us. I don't know if it's there yet. It's the underarm roll-on deodorant, which is totally natural by Absolutely Natural, Lori. It's imconsult.us. I am consult, all one word, .us. You'll find it there. By the way, you'll find all the shows archived there too. So if you have any questions, you're always welcome to leave one there if it's after the show times. And of course, it's a great place to get a lot of great information. We're talking today about toxic metals, and we wanted to go to some of the vasotoxic metals, which are mercury, etc. Oh, by the way, the deodorant is there. Irina just showed me. And it's really inexpensive. What is it, like?
$8.
$8. It's an $8 item. It's really inexpensive, and it works fantastic. Okay, so let's talk about some of the vasotoxic metals. These are metals that irritate the arteries, increase heart disease, blood pressure. Also, of course, stroke, or mercury, lead, arsenic, and even the dye that you get when they give you an MRI test called gadolinium, which there's going to be large legal cases going on in the U.S. Give me one. Let's start with arsenic. How's that? Where do we, you know, people say arsenic. Where am I getting arsenic? Is my wife or husband poisoning me?
Well, I remember not too long ago, there was the article about apples and apple juice that come from apples from China, that they were loaded from arsenic, which is a lot of the juice that we drink here in the United States, if it's not organic. Also rice, insecticides, herbicides, fungicides, algicides, wood preservative, they all are heavy in arsenic.
You know what? I've seen arsenic toxicity several times, Irina, recently in one of my patients who was from China, and I told them that these are the things where it comes from. And we did something to remove it. We used an agent to remove it. And of course, when we came back 15 weeks later, the number was even higher. And he was very upset. And I said to him, well, let's go back again to what we talked about. Did you avoid rice? And of course, he said, well, culturally, I can't do that. I said, well, if you can't, there's no way to ever get rid of the arsenic, because the rice he was eating is American rice. It had a lot. I don't know where it came from. And this is the source of his arsenic. And I told him, if you're not going to eliminate it, how in the world are you ever going to get this under control? So we finally got it, I think. But rice is a big cause of arsenic intoxication. Remember, you can only take it out or use an agent to remove it safely so fast. The rest of the time, if you're putting it in, like I always say, if you're filling the tank faster than I'm taking it off, it's going to be a problem. Any other place that it may be found?
Well, certain occupations, people that they work in vineyards, ceramics, glass making, smelting, refining of metallic ores, pesticides manufacturing, wood preservation, they have lots of exposure through their work.
Wow, it's a lot. It's a lot. Well, let's do another one. Let's do cadmium. Mercury, pretty much people know, you know, comes from the fillings, from the fish and the sea, etc. But what about cadmium? We said it's a vasotoxic, and I don't think folks really know that one that well. Where does cadmium come from?
Cigarettes, including the e-cigarettes.
The e-cigarettes do too?
Yeah. No, people so think they are so much better for you. Not really.
So the kids that are vaping, you're saying like crazy, they're actually becoming cadmium toxic, and they're also going to have just as much heart disease from this as the ones that smoke.
Yes, that's true. And I think finally, there is more awareness about these e-cigarettes, that they are not really that healthy.
So basically, stop doing it. Where else do we find that? I know we find it if we... sometimes in rubber industry outside homes where you're near a highway. What else do we find today?
Emissions from industrial activities like mining, smelting, manufacturing of batteries, pigments, alloys, some vegetables like potatoes, grains, and seeds.
Basically everywhere is what you're saying too. Yep. So their vasotoxic elements are everywhere. The question is, how do you know if you have them? When we come back, we're going to teach you. 855-DR Mitch. That's 855-DRMITCH. Call us or 855-376-4824. If you give us a call, we'll be able to answer your question when it comes to look good, feel good, and have great sex. And we're going to tell you how to find toxic elements in your system and how we can remove these toxic elements as well. You're listening to CRN1 Talk Radio, 1170 AM, The Answer, and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com. Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature. Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com. Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us, integrative, med, M-E-D, consult, consult.us.
Okay, we're back, and we're talking about toxic metals right now. Toxic metals include mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic, gadolinium. There are others, including thallium, which you would not wonder where that came from. Yeah, that's right. If you eat too much kale and these kind of things that come from the ground, they have thallium in it, and you're getting these toxic metals too. And the number to call here is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. And if you have a question, you can text to 561-789-1588. How are you going to diagnose these? I mean, we tried to make the case over the past hour. If you missed the show, don't worry. You can always pick it up by going to imconsult.us. All shows are archived there at imconsult.us. You'll be able to listen to the shows you've missed and get the information. We hope every show we try to give you as much information on the topic that we're talking about. And it's up to you to call us, text us, or ask a question even on the following show. We have no problem, even if it's not on topic, handling your question. But now we have to decide, how is it that we can test some of these things? Well, again, going back to the thing that people say that we're going to detox, and I always say, what are you detoxing? And they go, toxins? And I said, which toxins, since there are thousands and thousands of them? And the answer is never anything but silence. That's because they don't know. And there's really very hard, very few that we can actually assay for. But for the most part, the one that we can do the most for, the toxic metals, they can be removed. So, and we'll tell you about that either this segment or the very last one of the day. And the toxic metals need to be assayed for. And the best way to do that is through something that does what we call a challenge test. You can do it by blood, commonly done in offices by doctors who often just to take a screen, but often as the definitive. And the doctors that think this is the definitive way of knowing have really made a serious error, because toxins like mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic, basically are in the bloodstream for the maximum, lead being the longest, about 3 weeks after its exposure. So unless you're being acutely or ongoing exposed, you're not going to see it. So by doing just a blood test just to determine whether you have any right now is okay for exposure that occurred very, very recently in the past few weeks. Other than that, you're wasting your time. So you have to do a test that goes and checks this and basically yanks it out and uses what we call a chelating agent, which comes from the Greek word claw. And a chelating agent, there are several of them that are very safe. Your doctor can prescribe them by taking a chelating agent prior to the test and then collecting urine. You can see really if you have pretty much any of these toxic metals, because it will go and take it out of the system and put it in the urine. Now, there is no test for the total body of quantity of a metal. There is no test. However, if we pull a lot of cadmium out, by logic, by extrapolation, we have to think that there's a lot more where that came from, and that would make sense for a treatment option. So if you really want to know if you have any of these metals, taking a blood test may not be the answer, but doing a blood test perhaps and a urine challenge test with a chelating agent, that will give you a lot more information. Do you have anything to add to that? Do you think that we need to tell folks, and we can tell them where they can find a test of this nature? They can call their doctor. They can basically go right on our website, whatever they choose.
Yes, we have the test, which is a urine test that you need to do collection of your urine for about 6 hours. And the best way is to take the chelating agent that you are talking about 2 hours before you start collecting. The test you can find on our website, but the chelating agent will have to come from your doctor, because we cannot prescribe that for you.
Okay. But they could take a natural one that's like over the counter. There are EDTAs over the counter they could probably use. They just have to use a little larger dose, right?
Right. What would be the dose?
Well, they would have to take like the chelating agent, like EDTA, ethylene, diamine, tetraacetic acid, very safe. You can find them over the counter, 150 milligrams. And if they take five of them, if it's okay with their doctor, of course, and their kidney function is okay, they'll get a pretty accurate test with that too. Okay. They could try that. Go to imconsult, imconsult.us. That's imconsult, imconsult.us. Because that's going to give you a way of being able to determine whether you have these. Now, you could be sitting there going, I don't have any of this. I don't. Well, that's not true. You do have it. As a matter of fact, there's no one listening to the show. There's no one in the U.S. There's no one in the world that has not been exposed to these agents. And by the way, if you're one of these natural people that go and get a lot of herbs, and if these herbs have been, you know, curated from China or India, you're pretty much likely to have either arsenic or one of the toxic metals, because their quality control, unfortunately, isn't as good as some of the U.S. herbs. And even in that case, you never know. So we did discuss so many possibilities of where you can get it. I can tell you everyone listening and everyone ever listening to the show will have these toxic metals in your system. Doesn't it make sense to check it if it's cutting your life short or leading you to a disease like heart or cancer or one of the autoimmune diseases? And the answer is, Of course it does. When we come back for the last segment, we're going to tell you what's the potential for treating this and how you can get it treated once you have the answers diagnostically. Our number is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Same thing. You can text us to 561-789-1588. That's 561-789-1588. This is CRN1 Talk Radio. It's also AM 1170, The Answer, and 96.1 FM. Good morning, everybody. Come on, give us a call. We're going to tell you how to treat these toxic metals. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Seekers of luscious and appetizing gustatorial pursuits, indulge your fancies with steaks so absolutely yum-yum. Vegetarians have forsaken kale and Pilates and never look back. Fish specialties so fresh and delicious, and chosen by King Neptune himself, and relish Columbo's Italian family specialties, so delectable you'll be yelling out, bravo, bravo! And let's not forget Columbo's world-famous meatballs, and you've got to try their breakfast pizza. Mmm! Oh, and jazz every night, service that's friendly, not fawning, and at a price that'll keep you coming back. That's Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Welcome back for the last segment of the Dr. Mitch Show. Irene and I here today talking about toxicity. You can still have a few minutes to give us a call at 855, Dr. Mitch, 855-DR-MITCH, or 855-376-4824. You can text us to 561-789-1588. We've been talking about toxic metals, how to diagnose them. Now, let's just say you finally were smart enough, like you everyone who's listening to this show should be, to get a toxic metal evaluation somehow, you know, to go to your doctor and get a few blood tests that the doctor offers. And you figure, well, why bother doing this? He or she's never offered this. That's because they're just not, don't know about it. It doesn't mean that it's not supposed to be done. If your doctor's not been trained, he or she doesn't realize the impact of these toxic metals on your cellular system.
But it's not just that. It's some of these tests are not covered by insurance. I think that's the main reason the doctors don't order them. So they order just screen by blood, which is covered by insurance, but that doesn't give us the answer.
It doesn't give us the answer. But isn't it more important? I mean, in my mind, it is. I know your answer is going to be similar, and that is, isn't it important to spend a few dollars on your health? What could be more important in this day and age than your health, right?
Yeah, and this is one of the tests that you should do, you know, once and to have kind of a baseline, like other tests that, you know, I've done a bunch of functional tests on myself. It's not like you have to keep doing these every 3 months or so, but you should get a baseline. And then, you know, so you know what you need to do for your well-being.
So if there is an elevation of these elements, and there is going to be, I can tell you that at least two or three of the 14 or 15 that are often tested, you might say, well, is a little bit a problem. We used to, most doctors would say no, but if you look at even NIH, as I said earlier, small amounts of these heavy toxic metals can in themselves help accelerate disease. So even a small amount may be worthy of doing something about. Now, we have to use something to remove it. And I told you in this toxicity situation, there is something. They're called chelating agents, from the chelos, Greek word, to claw. And the chelating agents we have in, known to humankind, there are about 200. We have some natural chelating agents in our body, like B12 is part of a chelating group. So chelation is not unusual for our own body chemistry. Unfortunately, of the 200 chemicals we know of that can create chelating, is a chelating substance to remove toxic minerals, only six of them are basically okay. And that would be determined upon which of these toxic metals you have. Some like will go after some of these metals more so than others. So you have to choose the right one. And a doctor that's steeped in this kind of medicine will be able to help you, or you call the show and we'll help you. But some of them are intravenous, yes. Some you have to go once or twice a week for anywhere from 15 to 30 times. Others are oral, that you can do orally on some rotating schedule, perhaps every 14 days. But there are agents to remove it. So it's one good thing to get up and talk about, oh, this is happening in the world. But isn't it nice to be able to get up and say, look, you can look into this, find it. It is a problem with health, and we can remove it. And by doing so, that patient actually becomes healthy. It allows even nutrients to be absorbed better. So all these vitamins and minerals you're picking up, health food stores and everywhere else that you think might be good for you, may actually not be being absorbed at all. And so this is an important thing for us to do.
I just wanted to say it's called chelation, the procedure or the treatment. People might be familiar with that word because we keep saying remove the toxins. Called chelation for toxic metals.
That sounds good. We're going out, and we appreciate your being here today with us. We hope next day you'll visit us again. We're live Sundays, of course, from 6 to 7 Pacific, 9 to 10 Eastern. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're 1 to 2 Eastern, which is 10 to 11 Pacific. We hope you'll join us. Please tell your friends about our program and have her come to listen to us. Until next time, please, everyone, stay healthy. God bless everyone. And thank you, Irina, for being with us.
You're welcome.
I love you, Mom. We'll talk to you soon.